This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As protests continue in the United States against police brutality after the death of George Floyd, while in police custody, one spotlight was on New York City heading into the weekend. Thousands of protesters there took to the streets on the day that a woman killed by police in March would have turned 27. Protesters carried signs calling for the defunding of police forces and chanted "No Justice, No Peace," as well as "Say Her Name, Breonna Taylor," referring to the woman killed by Louisville, Kentucky police in her own home. According to Taylor's family, police executing a no-knock search warrant without identifying themselves used a battering ram to enter her apartment and, after a brief confrontation, shot her at least 8 times. Protesters have marched every day in cities across the United States, prompted by the death in police custody of George Floyd after a police officer in Minneapolis pressed a knee into his neck while detaining him on May 25th. A massive Black Lives Matter mural and street with yellow letters emerged near the White House Friday in support of the movement and to pay tribute to the memory of George Floyd, the unarmed black man who was killed by a white policeman. The gigantic mural occupies 2 blocks on the Capitol's 16th Street, the site of recent protests against racism and police brutality. The city of D.C. cleared the street so muralists could complete that work. Floyd's death on May 25th, after a white police officer pressed a knee into his neck while detaining him, has convulsed the United States. While most national attention has been focused on massive demonstrations and violent clashes with police in the United States' biggest cities, hundreds of spontaneous demonstrations have popped up in little towns and rural areas across the nation in recent days. This is VOA News. In Mexico, masked men and women protesting against police abuse vandalized buildings and threw stones at the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City on Friday as Mexican state authorities arrested 3 officers in a bid to quell anger over the death of a local man in police custody. Protesters have been demanding that authorities be accountable over the death of Giovanni Lopez, who died in police custody in the western state of Jalisco last month. The exact circumstances are unclear, but footage on social media shows a young man identified as Lopez being detained by police in early May. Bystanders can be heard saying the police were arresting him for not using a face mask to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. The protests flared up in Mexico after demonstrations broke out in the United States and further afield in support of George Floyd. As a sign of solidarity with their neighbor to the south, thousands of Canadians held an anti-racism rally alongside them. Taking a knee was Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Trudeau, wearing a black mask and surrounded by bodyguards, made a surprise appearance at the No Justice, No Peace rally in front of Parliament. Trudeau did not speak at the rally Friday and left as the protesters began a march to the U.S. Embassy near the Parliament building. His appearance came a day after police shot and killed an indigenous woman during a wellness check in eastern Canada. Demonstrations were held in other Canadian cities, including Toronto, while hundreds walked downtown in protests sparked by the death of George Floyd. More than 394,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. In the U.S., that figure is more than 109,000. The number of infections worldwide is more than 6.7 million, and in the U.S., approximately 1.9 million. Venezuelan migrants remain in limbo, unable to cross back home from Colombia and coronavirus restrictions between the neighboring countries. More than 1,000 Venezuelan migrants have been stranded in Colombia waiting for the return to cross the border. Venezuelans fear that with the numbers of people at the site increasing daily, COVID-19 will spread. Although a humanitarian corridor at the border has been set up, Venezuelan authorities allow only 300 people to enter each day so as to help stop the spread of the virus. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, slammed pro-democracy protesters in the country as terrorists as he inaugurated a new field hospital for coronavirus patients. At a news conference for the hospital's inauguration, he said that those who participated in last Sunday's protest against his government were outcast terrorist stoners with little understanding of the economy. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.